RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Top 5, now playing in area theaters.
Headline: Chris Rock enters his introspective Woody Allen phase. Most of Top 5 is Chris Rock walking down the street, delivering a stand-up routine in conversational form with Rosario Dawson. He touches on contemporary race issues, the ins and outs of fame, and his on-off-again relationship with comedy. His character, Andre Allen, is not autobiographical, but they are as close as a Woody Allen character is to Woody. Rock also set the film out and about in New York City, another Woody Allen trademark. This is not Rock's Annie Hall, as some proclaim. But it is Rock saying enough is enough with his supporting roles in Adam Sandler movies, and finally writing and directing his own vision. Top 5 is a day in the life of former stand-up comedian and current struggling film star Andre Allen. Like most day-in-the-life films, it is one of the busiest and most important he will ever have. Andre's new film, Uprise, is being released today, and has all the signs of a bomb. His wedding to reality star Erica Long, played by Gabrielle Union, is just around the corner, as if the omnipresent reality crew and their cameras could ever let him forget it. The cherry on top of the madness is New York Times reporter Chelsea Brown, played by Dawson, tagging along to chronicle his day and try and uncover the truth from a man not interested in airing his dirty laundry. What makes Top 5 so effective is one of the strongest supporting casts of the year. A dozen or so comedians pop up, and even some out-of-nowhere cameos I will not spoil for you here. Cedric the Entertainer shows up as the hilarious, self-proclaimed most famous man in Houston, and most of the recent and current African-American Saturday Night Live cast members make appearances, including Tracy Morgan, Leslie Jones, Jay Farrow, and Michael Che. J.B. Smoove and Kevin Hart also have small roles to keep the laughs rolling. Andre's fiancée is currently the country's most popular reality star. An increasing number of her ideas, motivations, and even words are flowing from her show's producers and pushing Andre from slightly annoyed territory into outright frustrated. She changes their wedding rings because the camera will pick up the new rings better. He needs to wear a particular shirt to his scripted bachelor party and says they must kiss in front of the camera because if they do not, then the kiss does not really exist. Dig a little bit, and you will notice Kanye West is one of the film's co-producers. His wife, Kim Kardashian, is the epitome of everything a vacuous reality star is today. When Erica breaks down and explains she has no talent, no skill, and no abilities, just her status as famous, I wonder how much of that truth will hit home. Chris Rock's Andre Allen is attempting to jump from comedy and three movies he did as a police bear named Hammy into serious films. Uprise is about the Haitian slave rebellion, but it is about to get creamed by the new Tyler Perry movie about Madea getting lost in a haunted house. Tyler Perry comes up once more when a group is sitting around spitballing their top 5 hip-hop artists of all time, and consider if Tupac was still alive, would he be a U.S. senator, or starring in the new Tyler Perry film as the villainous boyfriend? Poking fun at Tyler Perry works for the quick laugh, but Rock is trying to say something about moving between comedy and drama. His audience wants another Hammy movie, or for him to do another stand-up special. They are not ready to take him seriously. Rock has been ready for a long time now for a role as good as Andre Allen. He just had to write it himself, and he followed rule number one. He wrote what he knew. Aside for the dozen or so supporting characters he has played in comedies, and the three Madagascar films he has voiced Marty the Zebra for, Rock's headlining films have been a bit small and out of place for a comedian of his stature. 2001's Down to Earth and 2003's Head of State are bite-sized, considering Rock is one of the most surefire stand-up comedians in the business. I still laugh out loud at the thought of some of his lines from 1996's Bring the Pain. Top 5 is the Chris Rock movie we didn't realize we were waiting for. Until now, I never thought about Rock's limited filmography, and why not he never had his personal cash cow, or recurring character like an Austin Powers, or even a one-off Happy Gilmore. Watching Rock meander from press junkets into the projects is observing him in his natural habitat, New York City, both high and low, bridging racial and class divides. Eddie Murphy pulled that off in the 80s. And now channeling Woody Allen, Chris Rock proves he is both funny and serious in a film which will top everyone's list of top 5 Chris Rock films. That is why I give top 5 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Top 5 is rated R. Now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com.